Welcome to this week's episode of Mountain Hawk Talk. I'm your host, Jenna Odell, a senior journalism major on the women's rowing team. Joining me today are senior Kellen Mathias and junior Peter Theodoropoulos.
There you go.
Yes, from Lehigh Men's Lacrosse. Thanks for coming on and welcome to the show. So what kind of brought you to Lehigh? And what was your, how did you kind of come to that decision to come here? If you want to start us off, Peter.
Yeah, so my recruiting year was kind of weird because it was a COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't allowed to take any in-person visits and couldn't really do anything other than phone call and Zoom. So you couldn't see anybody, see any schools, and everything went kind of quick. So my decision ultimately came off the coaches and how my relationship was with them and how I thought that, you know, what you see was what you got with Coach Scott especially, and the rest of the coaches kind of followed along.
Yeah, the coaching staff, from what I know at least, you guys, like, he's awesome.
Awesome.
And we lift at the same time that you guys do, kind of, like, there's some overlap there. And I always see his daughter, like, on the top floor of the lifting facility, and I'm always like, oh, she's so cute. I want to just, like, stop lifting and, like, go hang out with her. Like, she's having a much better time than I am, but, and what about you, Kelly?
So I guess for me, I'm a local guy. I live about 45, 50 minutes from campus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, you know, Coach Scud, similar to Pete, was just so honest and straightforward with me from the beginning, in my recruiting process. And, I didn't really think that I wanted to play college lacrosse, but, for me, I think him constantly being on me and reaching out to me and asking, you know, how things were going. He also had like a personal relationship with my defensive coordinator of my lacrosse team in high school.
Oh, wow.
So I had a relationship there through my high school coach. And, you know, he had always spoke very highly of Coach Scudder and, you know, ended up taking a visit here, which was kind of out of the ordinary because it was right around COVID.
Yeah.
So it definitely wasn't like a true view of Lehigh, but it was something that I fell in love with, especially with the academics and the size of the school. I think for me was something that I also found comfort in.
Yeah.
With just a smaller school. And I went to a smaller private all boys high school and just outside of Philadelphia. And I think just the smaller numbers, honestly, for me, just allows me to create relationships with more and more people, especially other athletes.
Yeah, I love the relationships with athletes that I have here. It's like, I feel like I know a lot of people, but also like, even through this podcast, like I haven't met either of you two, but I'm able to kind of create that relationship and kind of just like keep making new friends, like through really interesting avenues, which I thought was really interesting. And at a lot of other schools, I feel like there isn't as much of a community as there is here just because the schools are so big.
Mm-hmm.
Like the teams are huge, but I loved, I was also kind of a COVID girl, but I'm also not local. Where are you from, Peter?
I'm from Long Island.
Long Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also from New York. I'm from more upstate though. So I'm like 4.5-5 hours away. So, and my sister went to a college locally and my parents were like, do you want to go kind of far? Do you want to stay like, or do you want to like stay close? And I didn't really know. I mean, I had, I've talked about this on other podcasts, but I was kind of looking at Notre Dame. And they, I mean, from New York, it's 11 hours away by flight. And I was like, I don't know if I can do that. So I ended up like committing here. And I'm honestly like 4 years later, really happy with that. But so you kind of said that you weren't interested in playing college lacrosse. You were thinking about it. So what ended up, like, was it just the coach that kind of changed your mind and kind of convinced you to continue to play?
Yeah, so I originally really wanted to play college football.
Really?
And some people know this about me, but I actually came in playing football and lacrosse here my freshman year.
Oh, wow. That's sick.
So the summer coming into freshman year here, I was a part of the football team, worked out with them all summer. I remember I graduated like from high school. I believe the date was like June 7th. And then literally like went to senior week and then came right to campus.
Oh, my God.
So it was crazy
for me. Quick turnaround.
Quick turnaround. But again, back to the whole like distance thing from home for me. I lived at home the whole summer, and I would drive the 40 minutes,
come
work out, and then go right back home.
Wow.
So that also just like, it wasn't that bad for me in the sense of, like I could still see all my hometown friends and like be at home with my family before truly moving away for college.
That's really nice.
So being a part of the football team, like again, like just gave me so many relationships here.
Yeah.
There's so many guys that I know just between obviously lacrosse and football. But so fast forward to August of that freshman summer, I ended up getting injured, and I tore my labrum in my shoulder. So I had to get, surgery, and it was a six month recovery.
Holy crap.
So fast forward 6 months after the surgery, ended up getting cleared and played my first ever game against Georgetown. I believe the date was like March 28th and my surgery date was September 27th. So it was like literally like perfectly 6 months.
Wow.
After my surgery date and got cleared, played in the game and like played in every game after that. And I think for me, just the love and ability to step on the field with the lacrosse team was something that I truly valued and, ended up deciding just to stick with lacrosse full time. And I mean, obviously I miss football, but I think that 100% was the right decision for me. And I think the place that I'm in with Lehigh Lacrosse and kind of my career is something that, I'm proud of and, I don't regret. So.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. Wow. That's a lot. Being able to like juggle all those things is crazy. But when you like first, what got you into lacrosse in the first place? Like as a little kid, like where is that what you did like your whole life? Like I remember I actually didn't even want to row. I convinced myself I was like going to be in the professional like soccer, like I was going to be a professional soccer player. And I was like, that's where I'm going. And I mean, injuries really just completely throw you off course. And I ended up getting a really bad concussion and I tried to go back to soccer and I just couldn't do it just because of like injuries. And then my dad told me you have two options, a non-contact, you can run track or you can row. And I hated running. So I was like, all right, guess I'm going with rowing. So what kind of first got you into lacrosse? If you want to start us off,
Peter. Yeah, I'll start. So from being from Long Island, obviously a lot of people there play lacrosse and that's their main sport. So
yeah, New York is a big lacrosse state.
Big, yeah. So I grew up playing baseball when I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure like a lot of kids do like baseball and soccer, kind of the first two that you start
with. Yeah.
And then, from there, it was like third or fourth grade and none of the kids that I was friends with in school played baseball. So I was just kind of by myself. Mm. And I just remember they all played lacrosse, so I would want to go play so bad. But my mom said I had to finish out the year of baseball. And then I'll never forget, like, that last day of school or last practice, whatever it was, I was so excited for baseball to end. And then I just picked up a stick from there, and that was kind of it.
Wow. Wow. Pipeline, friend pipeline.
Yeah, big like time.
This. Yeah. Kellen?
I think my story is, like, a little bit different in the sense of kind of where I grew up. It was weird. It was like I grew up like just in an area like in Pennsylvania where we were developed enough, but we weren't like Long Island. We weren't like the greater Philadelphia area. Like my town was very small. And for me growing up, like football and wrestling, baseball, like those were like my go-to sports. And I was the middle child of three boys and like we always loved like wrestling with each other and just like being aggressive towards one another, honestly. And it wasn't until like I actually played lacrosse when I was in second grade. My football coach at the time was like, hey, you know, I'm starting this lacrosse program. You know, you should come and play. And I remember I went and I played for a year and I enjoyed it. But I think for me, it was just like a little too slow at the time. And then from that point on, like I was just football and wrestling and those were like my two main sports. And it wasn't until I ended up going to, you know, a private middle school closer towards the city of Philadelphia that really exposed me to lacrosse and ended up coming out for the team in the seventh grade. And I would say I fell in love with it for like a short period of time.
Yeah.
Probably from like 7th to 9th grade, like I truly was like really invested in lacrosse and obsessed with it and did see a future with it. But I think for me, like, it's a little bit different. Like I grew up as just an athlete that just happened to play lacrosse.
Yeah.
Rather than like being a true lacrosse player in a sense.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, like, I think with rowing, it's not really a sport that people know about. Like for me, a lot of the first question people ask me is, are you a volleyball player? And then I say no. And then they say basketball. And then I say no. And then I've gotten a few lacrosse and I'm like, no, it's rowing. And then they're like, oh, wow. Like I get people to ask me, like, what is that? And I feel like I definitely, like, people know that I'm an athlete, but to just to be an athlete and be like well-rounded in so many areas, like that's almost like you have an upper hand, I feel like, in a sense. What is your pregame ritual and how do you kind of like get yourself amped up for a game and how do you get into like that aggressive headspace to like really get into game mode?
I can start. I think for me, shout out to our athletic trainer, Danielle Scanlon.
Oh, she's the best.
She's the absolute GOAT.
I'm actually obsessed with her, and I, like, want to be friends with her.
She truly does, like, so much for our team, and, like, we are all so grateful for her every single day. She is, like, a total mom of our team in, like, the most loving way possible, and she always just, like, has a great time. Like, she can joke with you all day, but then, like, if she needs to, like, put you in your place, like, She will.
Which is why I'm like a little bit scared of her, but I love her too. Yeah. Like I don't even know her that well and I love her to death.
Absolutely. But she like every single pregame helps me get my body right. I'm a big advocate for cupping.
Oh.
Cupping on my back and my calves before every single game.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I usually get taped by her. I get my ankles taped every game. And I think from there, like, as she's taping me and I'm getting cupping done, I have my AirPods in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big believer in, like, visualizing. Like, oh, wow. Kind of visualizing, like, once I step on the field, like, that first set of defense, you know, what is that going to look like? What am I trying to do? Who am I going to be covering? And really try to get in that headspace of, like, placing myself on the field before I'm actually on the field. And I think that just kind of sets me up for success.
Yeah.
You know, as we inch closer to game time.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like walking around the locker room and seeing my teammates, I think just fuels me. It's like whether they're playing or not, I'm like, I owe you something. I owe you my best today.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's an obligation that our team has that I don't think other teams have here at Lehigh. And honestly, like throughout the nation, I think that's huge for us.
Yeah.
It's a true brotherhood. And like we want the best, not only for ourselves, but for each other.
Yeah. That's so cool. The visualization, and I've had athletes come on here and talk about like meditation and how like pregame, like it really like grounds you and it gets you into a headspace of like almost like full, like just being calm so that you like, you're just, I don't even know how to describe it because the way that they talk about it is like they want like nothing in their brain. Like, they want to be just, like, fully one with their body and, like, totally just one with, like, the game, in a sense. And I get the teammate thing for sure with rowing. I mean, you are in a boat with 8 people, and you literally, if you're not giving your all, like, it's not going to feel right. It's not going to be moving as a unit. And we always talk about just, like, if we want to win, then we all have to be pushing for each other. So definitely get that for sure. But what about you? Any pregame rituals?
Not really too many rituals, but like Helen said, obviously spend a lot of time in the training room.
Oh my gosh, I'm there religiously. Honestly, surprised I haven't seen either of you. I've probably seen you for sure. I'm there 3 days a week.
Yeah, probably.
3 days a week. Every time I go in, and after cupping, I always say, oh, I feel like a new person.
Yeah.
My trainer laughs at me and says, okay. See you tomorrow. I say, yeah. But, yeah. Are you guys, like, superstitious? I remember I used to be super superstitious.
Like
cleats and all that.
I am a little bit. Last year when we started, we went on a 6 or 7 game win streak towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
And so every time we win, I try to wear the same suit to the game the next time. So, Last year it was like 7 weeks in a row. I wore the same exact thing, like same socks, same tie, same shirt,
yeah.
Everything. Yeah, and then this year I tried, you know, the same thing. The first two or three games wore something different, and then I threw the same one on from when we were winning last year, and that's when we won our first game this year. So,
is it a coincidence? I think not.
Yeah. So that's my only one.
I have. Yeah, I remember in high school I was really superstitious. Like, I would wear the same socks. I was a big, like, where are my socks? And then if I, like, couldn't find the other one, I'd freak out. My mom was like, okay, relax, it's a sock. And I used to wear headbands, and I'd have to wear the same headband in the same way with the same hairstyle. And that's definitely a girl thing, but, yeah, it's like... I was, but now I've kind of given up on that run. I'm like, I have a month left, whatever. If it happens, it happens. Yeah. But, yeah. So kind of in that sense of, like, you're getting ready, how did you guys prepare for the game against Johns Hopkins? Because, I mean, you had won Patriots at the time, and now you're kind of, like, taking that next step to, like, this, I don't know, like, Johns Hopkins is a really good lacrosse school. Like, it's kind of like even with women's basketball, like, they went and played Duke, like, How did you kind of change your mindset going into that game?
I would say, like, we didn't even change our mindset, honestly. Like, we just viewed it as another game, like, another opportunity. And I think last year something that Coach Scud, like, said to us and our team really clung on to was this idea of, like, getting more time with each other, like, especially with the seniors, you know? Like, at any moment, like, this could be their last game. And... you know, if you care about them and you want to spend more time with them, and, you know, you have to be willing to do more, and you can't psych yourself out. Like you said, Johns Hopkins is probably one of the most reputable lacrosse programs. Like, their field is so iconic in terms of men's lacrosse and even women's lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for us, we just treated it as another game. And like I said, just realized that, you know, we did want more time, and unfortunately it didn't end up going our way, but
yeah.
I think anyone that stepped on the field that day, like, has no regrets thinking about it.
You're just locked in.
Yeah.
That's so cool. What is your favorite part about, I know this kind of sounds like a cheesy question, but, like, what is your favorite part about lacrosse, like, just in general? Like, I don't know much about the sport. I mean, I've never played, but, like, just watching it, like, there's a lot going on, I feel like. There's just, every time I talk about, like, getting ready for a podcast, like, out loud, my phone must pick it up, because, like, I did men's and women's tennis last week, and I started seeing, like, a bunch of tennis videos on TikTok, and, like, all of their, like, I was on, like, I was on the tennis side of TikTok, and now I'm on, like, seeing the lacrosse network, and I'm like, when have I ever seen this? I'm, like, getting reels for lacrosse. I'm like, hello? Like, where is it? Definitely someone's listening, but I'm, like, super into it now. Like, I, like, will click on it, and I'm like, wow. Like, there's a lot going on. It's very fast-paced. So what is, like, your favorite part about all of that?
I'd say my favorite part, more or less of it being lacrosse, is just the guys that it's brought us around these last few years.
Yeah.
Like, these guys truly are, like, my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just going out every day at practice, you see how hard everyone works. You know, the guy could be here for 4 years and not touch the field a single time, but he could be the hardest working dude at practice, and everyone respects him. So, yeah, I'd say my favorite part is definitely just the guys that this team has brought me.
Yeah.
I think for me, like, you kind of hinted at it in terms of just, like, how fast-paced it is.
Yeah.
I think it's just so thrilling and exciting. Like, you know, someone can be, like, a goalie can make a save, and within, like, 3 or 4 seconds, the ball can be in the back of the net at the complete opposite side of the field.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how fast it is. And
it's crazy.
I just think it's so entertaining and keeps you engaged, just as, like, an outsider's perspective.
And I know when I would, like, score a goal in soccer, when I got moved to goalie, I was pissed, because when I would score a goal, it was like an unreal feeling. Like, what is that feeling like? Just remind me, because I haven't scored a goal in a long time.
Honestly, it depends on what kind of play it is. You know, if another guy is making a really big individual effort and then kind of gives you one on the crease and you just finish it for the little bow on top. It's kind of more his celebration than yours.
But yeah. But when it's your celebration.
Yeah, it's nice, you know, just like scoring a goal and then coming off the field and having everyone, you know, just kind of rally around you. It's definitely a good feeling.
Me living vicariously through you both, just for that. Do you have like a goal celebration thing? I feel like not really. Do you just kind of like woohoo and like?
Some guys do, but.
Like what, give me an example for the pod. Who has a good one? Name drop. We love a name drop.
I feel like Dakota Ironman.
Oh, of course.
Like he's just like when he scores, like he just looks at our bench immediately and it's just like, let's go. Like I don't even really know what he does specifically, but
he just starts making noise, screaming, yeah. Just throwing his body everywhere.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm honestly so glad you said him because he was supposed to come on and I wanted him to come on so bad because I knew he would have like a good answer to this specific question. Yeah. And I was like, I literally was texting him like earlier today and I was like, I really wanted you to come on because I really knew that you'd have good answers. But oh my gosh, I figured. I honestly was waiting for that name drop, to be honest.
It's kind of like one of those balloons outside like the car wash.
Yeah.
Kind of just flailing everywhere. That's kind of what it looks like.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. And so we've kind of talked about this, but Kellen, you are a senior and how do you feel about this being your last season of lacrosse and just kind of like collegiate sports in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's crazy. It's truly flown by. And, you know, I think it's starting to hit me in a sense.
Yeah.
Of how little time I have left. And I feel like for me, it's, you know, the next chapter in my life is scary. And it's something that I'm working through in terms of like a realization aspect and understanding, you know, what life looks like beyond college sports and just beyond sports in general.
Yeah, I've got some mixed emotions, I feel like.
And like I've worked like summer jobs and stuff before and I just think about like sometimes the only thing getting me through that was like knowing I have practice afterwards or like something like that. Like even if I'm working, you know, a 4-hour shift or whatever it might be, like, oh, I have practice later. Like, let's go. Like, let's get through this shift and, you know, we have practice.
Yeah.
So I do think about that and for sure going to miss it. Mm. Just honestly, I think, like, the competition aspect and, and obviously missing my teammates, like, those two pieces are something that, you know, I'm pretty confident I'm never going to be able to replicate again. So
I know.
Cherishing these last couple of weeks with my guys and with the coaching staff is something that, you know, I'm focused on and kind of taking my foot off the gas school-wise. But just because I just want to take it all in and leave with no regrets.
I know. I'm like, my mixed emotions are like crazy because like everything you just said is like when I'm thinking about that, I like will literally cry and I'm like, I'm so sad. And then I go to sports med and I'm like, wow, my body's in so much pain. Then I'm like, yes, I'm almost done. But then like, just like that feeling of like competing, I don't know how I'm ever going to replace that. And that like scares me because like, that's all I've known for my whole life. I started rowing when I was in like 7th grade. And before that I was playing soccer and like, when have I ever not been competing? Like, I think about that and I'm like, when have I not been playing a sport? When have I, like, what am I going to do from the time of like 4:15 to 7 p.m. every day? Like, I'm going to be thinking like, I have practice and no, I don't have practice anymore. Like, it's done. So that's definitely something I've been grappling with.
I think it's funny too. Like, I saw something on TikTok the other day where someone was like, I think it was like a person was like crying or like upset on the video and someone commented like when college athletes realize like there's life beyond sports.
Oh my God.
And I was like, are you kidding
me? I did not need to see that right now.
The timing of this like couldn't have been any better.
I'm telling you, they hear you.
I know.
They listen to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be seeing like lacrosse and now I'm going to be seeing like sad lacrosse videos and like edits and I'm going to be like, ugh. And Peter, you have a full year left. And so how do you kind of hope to build off of that momentum and kind of keep going into your senior year?
Honestly, I haven't thought about it at all, to be honest. I'm, you know, I feel like everyone, especially in my grade and this all the seniors, we, you know, we've been with these guys. Like, we haven't known college without these guys. So I think everyone's kind of, you know, just playing for them and, you know, hoping that this thing never ends. So, yeah, I haven't really put too much thought about it.
Crying. And so we've kind of touched on this, too, but your team is, like, I feel like lacrosse, I don't know a ton of the guys on the team, but I feel like all of you guys are just, whenever, like, we talk about Lehigh lacrosse, like, you just list out names of, like, impressive plays, and, like, you guys have so much talent on your team. And so kind of just as a group in general, like, how have you kind of been, like, working together to, like, build that momentum?
I think, like, our team dynamic is super unique in the sense of, you know, some of the guys on our team were coming out of high school as 3-4 star recruits and, like, had, you know, big time offers, like from Johns Hopkins, for example, you know, larger schools in a sense. And, but then we have other guys on the team that have one offer, and that one offer was Lehigh. So I think our team dynamic is, you know, very unique in the sense of everyone, like, has a chip on their shoulder. Like, I truly believe that. And Coach Scudder is, like, the greatest example of that. As our head coach, like, he lives his life every single day. Like, he has something to earn. And I think for us, like, we just kind of follow in his footsteps. And he's built relationships with every single guy that has, you know, allowed him to lead in the way that he does and kind of, you know, as his players kind of blindly follow him and trust in him, and what he says kind of goes. So
wow. Having a coach like that, like, just touching on that point, to, like, having a coach like that is so cool. Like, I just love that. And I didn't, like I said, like, I didn't really know a ton about the lacrosse team until I started preparing for this podcast, but I've just heard, like, amazing things about him and, like, just everything he's done, like, for the team and how invested he is. And it's really cool to kind of read about and see. Yeah.
I think it's also unique that, like, Coach Scudder, like, graduated from here.
I know.
So he knows, like, what we're going through in terms of school and stuff. Like, he really is, like understanding when it comes to, you know, exams and, like, class schedules and having to go to office hours and stuff like that. Like, he's so understanding when it comes to that sort of stuff. And he's a family guy also. So he understands that, like, if you need to take a day for, you know, personal reasons too, like, without a doubt, you can go to him and say, "Coach, like, I need a day." And, like, he'll give it to you, like, no questions asked.
Yeah.
And I'm confident that, you know, other teams across the nation don't have that sort of coaching staff. So
we have kind of touched on this point too, in the sense of that lacrosse is a very aggressive sport. And how do you kind of manage to keep up with the high intensity, action packed sport? Like, I know for me, like, the contact sports wasn't really for me. I was watching the basketball game and I was like, "Ooh, I could not be doing that." And same thing with lacrosse. Like, I could literally not be doing that. Like, I have no idea how you guys do that. Like, that is so terrifying. I would literally run in the other direction. I'm not even kidding. So yeah, like, how do you do that? That sounds so silly, but how do you do it?
I guess I'll take this one. I feel like a lot of lacrosse athletes, I feel their you know, challenges, like, throughout the season, a little wear and tear, everything like that.
Yeah.
As long as it's not, like, a broken bone or anything like that, like, if it's just bruises and stuff like that, it's more it's definitely more mental than it is physical. I feel like if you're able to tell yourself that you're okay and, you know, you could keep going, keep grinding, I think that's 90% of the battle.
Oh, man. That's so crazy.
I think, too, like, about how much, like, preparation we put in the offseason and how much time we spend, like, watching film and, you know, the recovery aspect and taking care of our bodies with sports medicine. I think that all just kind of breeds confidence into us and, you know, like Peter said, like, when we're hurting, you know, again, you just kind of lean on one another and are like, I need to keep playing, you know, for you. Like, like, this is a huge game for us. Like, I can't sit out. Like, even though, you know, I rolled my ankle last week or whatever it might be, like, I'm going to really try and find a way to get on the field and make an impact. So,
Man, contact sports are crazy. I remember when I was playing soccer, I would just, my soccer experience was very interesting because I was, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I was a pretty decent goalie. But when I was playing on the field, and part of the reason why I was moved to being a goalie is because I would like decide when I wanted to be aggressive. Like sometimes I'd be literally scared of the ball, like genuinely. And my dad would be like head in his hands, like, what are you doing? And I was just like, I just didn't understand like how to just always be on it, like just constantly like on someone, just going after it. And I think part of that is like, I had a sister, like I'm not a really like aggressive person. I'm very competitive and intense, which is why I think it works in rowing. But when it comes to like actually fighting someone for the ball, like I don't think I could do that. But then there were games where I was like, I don't know what came in over me. Like it was some, I don't know, some monster came out of me and I was just like pissed about something and I would like go crazy. Me walking off the field, I was like, thank you everyone for coming to the show. But yeah. And so we're almost kind of done, but I just have two more like fun questions for the vibes. So if you could play any other sport, what would it be? I mean, Kellen, you have like 80 sports under your belt already, but maybe Peter, do you want to kick us off?
Mine would be basketball.
Really?
Yeah. I
did not expect that one.
In high school, I loved playing basketball. Like whenever over the summer, you know, just playing pickup with like your friends or you go to the park, that's just the best time that there is.
That's so fun.
I think football.
Football?
Yeah,
really?
Absolutely. I still miss it to this day. And love watching it. Love talking about it. Some of my best friends here at Lehigh are football players. So, talking to them and kind of reminiscing off of their own memories and asking them how the game went and stuff like that is something that I enjoy. So,
are you like big like NFL like college football guy?
I would say like both. Yeah, I'm an Eagles fan. So, coming off a great season, love to see it. Go Birds! But then college football too. I think it's just an atmosphere that I think the NFL will never be able to match. I think college football is without a doubt the greatest sport on earth. I think the NIL and transfer portal has really shook it up a bit.
Yeah, for sure.
And kind of leveled the playing field. And, you know, that's a topic for a different day.
But, I know. I was like, let's get into it.
Yeah, a topic for a different day. But I think it's super cool. I truly do think that, college football is going to continue to grow and collegiate athletes, you know, will only continue to kind of earn their keep in a sense of NIL. So.
Yeah. What's your team, Peter?
For football?
Football.
Giants, sadly.
Oh, God. Can you guess what I am?
Bills.
Good job.
I mean, upstate New York.
That was good. Yes. Yeah. Josh Antlin, my MVP. I love him. I love him. I love that team. Oh, my gosh. I could talk about it for hours. I feel like for me, basketball for sure. I was just talking about this. And like the whole time the women's basketball team was playing, I was like, I want to be on that court so bad. Like, put me in. I have the height. Let me do it. And then, like, someone would get absolutely, like, body slammed. And I was like, ooh, maybe not. Maybe I'm perfectly okay right where I am. But then when I was, like, really young, fun fact about me, I almost played lacrosse. Oh, crazy. But they were just down a goalie, and they were like, can you please play? Like, please. And I, like, begged my parents for weeks. But they were like, absolutely not. Like, you're not. Like, that's literally such a dangerous sport. Like, you're not doing it. And then here I am, non-contact, which is perfectly okay with me. And so what is a fun fact about you? This is our final and fun question. You've got to have...
From the top rope, I was not expecting this question.
I know, I'm sorry. Take your time.
Trying to think of something.
I can go first to give an example.
Yeah, that would be great.
I have one off dome that I use a lot. But I only have one contact in my right eye. I'm, like, fully blind in my right eye. Like, if I were to not have it in, like, I wouldn't be able to see you. And, like, if I were to go like this, like, I wouldn't be able to see you. Either of you. It's really bad. Sometimes I wouldn't wear it. And, like, I don't really need to wear it, but I would be, like, driving. My mom is like, do you have your contact in? And I was like, yeah. I didn't have it in. But... You got it.
You got
You're one? Definitely interesting people.
I don't really have an interesting one.
Oh my goodness. Come on. You're so interesting. I know it. Just from our conversation, I know that you guys are interesting.
I guess I have one.
Okay.
I am a first generation college student.
Wow.
So no one in my family has ever attended college. Has an associate's or bachelor's degree. I'm the first person in my family.
That's crazy and so impressive and amazing and wow.
Yeah. So that's including my grandparents on both sides of my family.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's so sick.
I definitely feel the pressure when I come home though and people are like, how are your grades doing?
You're like,
oh, they're good. Like, they're doing great.
Me, when I'm a senior, my mom is like, how are your grades? And I'm like, I'm not feeling senioritis at all. Yeah. I'm totally fine. Yeah. I'm studying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one in the back pocket.
Yeah. I actually, like.
That was good.
I kind of pulled that one.
Yeah. I'd say my favorite activity other than lacrosse is to go wakeboarding.
Wow. What is wakeboarding? That's the one off the boat,
off
right?
Off the boat, yeah. You got the little like rope attached and
yeah.
It's kind of like a little snowboard off the back of the boat.
That's actually so cool and I really want to learn how to do that. But I have tried like the surfing. I hate that one. That one needs to go away because first of all, I could not get up on the board. But that one looks cool. I would do that one, the wakeboarding. Kellen and Peter, thank you so much for joining me here on today's episode. I look forward to talking to you more again soon. Be sure to like Lehigh Athletics on Facebook and follow Lehigh Sports on Instagram and X to stay up to date with your news on the Mountain Hawks.